Please welcome Chris McKinney.
Like Gene said, this has been going on for over 7 years. And in all that time, I've pretty much told about every key change in my life coming to this storytelling group. So I thought I'd revisit one of the stories, especially since there was a problem with the recorder the last time I told this story. So maybe it will be recorded this time. Anyway, this is about a key change. I was married in 1966 at 21. Both my husband and I were 21. We didn't even have an identity yet. We were so young and so naive and hadn't really had many experiences, either one of us, with intimacy. In fact, if you remember the movie Fried Green Tomatoes, where all the women were standing around looking at their vaginas with a mirror trying to figure out their own anatomy, that was me. We really didn't know anything. But I did know that I wanted to be the kind of wife like Donna Reed. She was my role model. Shirtwaist dress, perfect hair, stay-at-home mom, greeting my husband with fresh baked cookies. And that worked for a while for both of us. But I wanted to be Marilyn Monroe in the bedroom. Unfortunately, my husband wanted Donna Reed in the bedroom, too. Sex just wasn't a priority for him. I don't know why, but it wasn't. So somehow we managed to have 3 children, and I threw myself into motherhood. That was going to be my fulfillment in this marriage, because it obviously wasn't going to be from sex. So we went into the 70s, had our 3 children, and during that time, we both started to grow. My husband and I both started to grow. I started reading a lot, and he was racing cars, and he was in JCs, and I was going to lectures. And by the end of the 70s, I had replaced my role models of Donna Reed and Marilyn Monroe with Gloria Steinem. I had really related to the feminist movement. You know, who am I? Am I an extension of this man? Who am I, though, besides a sister and a mother and a daughter and a wife? Who am I? So I really embraced the feminist movement. In the meantime, became a liberal Democrat. Whereas my husband became a born-again Christian conservative Republican. So we were going down very different paths, and ne'er the twain should ever meet. And like I said, we didn't have much of a sex life at all. So I went back to college, I got my degree, and got a full-time job. And by the end of the 80s, it was pretty obvious that divorce was imminent. And in fact, we did divorce after 24 years of marriage, if you want to call it that. So in 1990, a very key change happened. I left the house and I got an apartment. And I was 45 years old by then. And I felt like I'd missed something, and I wanted to find it. So I kind of went off the deep end for about 8 months to a year. In fact, I had a job at a radio station selling radio advertising. Most of my peers and new friends were all in their 30s. So I was going out with them and going to Friday happy hours and it kind of morphed into me going to bars. And my ex-husband was, he wasn't my ex yet, this was the interim period before the final divorce, but he was blue-eyed, blonde-haired, fair-skinned, unpassionate, unexpressive. So it's not surprising that I was attracted to the exact opposite. In fact, I had jungle fever, and I was looking for my own Wesley Snipes. So I was going out to the bars, getting drunk, bringing home strange men, promiscuous black men, half my age. But like I said, I was 45, and I looked really good for 45. I mean, just like a lot of people who go through divorce, I'd lost a lot of weight. I was a size 6. I bought all my clothes at Ann Taylor, and I really looked good in a dimly lit bar. So I might as well have had a sign around my neck that said, "Making up for lost time, come and get me." And they did. And I went home with so many different men. I think they thought I was an older, experienced woman. But that is not true. In fact, they gave me some experiences. Just think of Madeline Kahn after she bedded the monster in Young Frankenstein. That was me. That's exactly how I felt. So, like I said, this was went on for maybe 8 months, 12 months, but of course it was very empty. I didn't find what I was looking for, although I did have some fun, and I was very, very lucky because this was 1990, the height of the AIDS awareness and epidemic. And I was fooling around with young, promiscuous men. So I was really lucky. But I came to my senses when the divorce was final, got my settlement check, bought a condominium, and my 17-year-old son moved in with me for the balance of his high school years, which significantly helped me to keep my resolution to start behaving myself. I got a, you know, started my professional sales job, and it was a growth experience. I don't have any regrets. It had to happen because it never happened before I got married. But it was definitely, the key to that story was pushing the envelope. So that's when I pushed the envelope at the age of 45, and that was a key change. But I recovered, and everything's fine.
Thank God. Yeah.